last 3 months, I collected every Sunday's homily, and I want to do it today. As I said in the introduction, so many of us, this Sunday Mass is the first Mass we have attended in the church, physically, after 3 months of lockdown. We have been watching Mass over the internet and participating virtually. We know that was not the same as attending the Mass physically and spiritually, and especially receiving Holy Communion. While we were in lockdown, I mentioned few times that we are not like in the Garden of Eden. It was a good time to reflect our creation, recreation, and co-creation. It is now like retro-creation, that now God gave us back and says to us that in Genesis 1:28, he says, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." Just, I mentioned the retro creation. Some of the commentaries about Bible, they're saying that before God, in 7 days, he created, already is there, everything, and then the seven days, what he did first, and then 6 days, and then 5 days, is the wrong way around. So that's the way. So we were in lockdown, and then when we come back, is everything is there. It's kind of retro creation. So now we are responsible for the world. So we know that Eve disobeyed God and listened to the serpent and wanted to become by eating forbidden fruit from the tree. Her pride made her to fall into sin. However, Mary, the second Eve, obeyed God's word and gave us to eat the fruit, which is the body of Christ. He is on the tree of the cross, through which we can possess eternal life. So last week, I went down to Alderney for a few days, because only one, the island, we can go and come. So that's why Father Bruce asked me to go, and I love to go, so then I went. And also I met your beloved Canon Michael, so I had a really good time with him. He's a really good priest. I found lots of things from him. I learned a few things from him within 1 week. And also I met the nuns. There are 6 nuns. They are age group between 25 till 35, 5 of them. And one is about 40. Anyway, the age group, 25 till 35, then 6 nuns from all over the world. One is from America, one is from Rome, one is from Italy and Poland and Algeria, Argentina. So different parts of the world, they come here in this part of the world, in Alderney. When I enter into Alderney and few days later, I thought this place is always locked down. That kind of life is there. But these 6 nuns there, but their life is semi-contemplative. Prayer life, 7 hours prayers, and then rest of the days they are working in the garden and some visiting people. That one side. The other side is I met a man as a brother Mariano. You might heard of him. He finished his studies in Rome and another 2 years to go to become a priest, but he decided to become a monk or hermit life. So he is quite young. He also is about 30s. He's very thin. But I went down to visit his house. It is not his house. It is not a house. Where he is living is one of the bungalows which was built by the Germans on the occupation time, during the occupation. So there is, I can't get into his room because he is saying that this is private. Anyway, I didn't meet him. Father Canon Michael, he showed me where he lives. On the top of the mountain, in one block, is maybe this size, the sanctuary, that size of his room. So no TV, no internet, no telephone, no bed, no electricity, nothing. Even food, he eats oats, a porridge sometimes, and also sisters gave some food for him. I asked him, why you want to live like this? And he said, no, he chose it. God chose this life for him. So then he decided, he said yes. He obeyed words, God's word, and then he chose that life and living is there. So then I thought, the sisters, their food, the people in the parish, they every day, they come and give some food outside their door, and then they take it and cook it and eat it. So then I was thinking of, just few miles from this place in Alderney, and the people, they live this life. So then just only we've been only 3 months locked down. But those, their lives, always is locked down. Always. One day, I mentioned to Mariano about, he said he got a lobster. And then he asked me, would you like, Father? I said, oh yes, of course I would like lobster. I can make some curry. So anyway, the next day, so two lobsters outside the door. So then I make a curry, but we invite him for the lunch, but he said no, because he doesn't want to have that habit to go out and eat. So then I thought, as a priest, so we are here, the big presbytery, and lounge, study room, and kitchen area, is everything is we have. Still we are complaining little things, but it's what about their life? He also working, his ministry of the work for also working for God, God's mission. And the sisters, again, they also, they said they are here especially for prayer for priest. So that's why Bishop asked them to come down to Alderney and live there. So just compare, so what kind of life we have, what kind of life our brothers in Alderney. Yes, now we are physically came out from the lockdown. And but what about our spiritual? Spiritually, are we already out? Is our heart is open for anybody? Anyone want to speak to you? You open your heart? Or if anybody want to have share with you anything? Anybody want to love? You ready to open your heart, or still you lock down your heart? Or if anyone asks you to pray, are you ready to pray with them? While we were in lockdown, we asked to watch online masses and participate virtually. Now, some of us might think, why not stay at home and watch online? No. Now you have the opportunity to come to church physically and spiritually to participate and then receiving Holy Communion. But housebound sick, that's exceptional. They can watch. At this point, I would really say thank you to our Tom Saddington is back on the church. His effort to stream online masses for us. So I want to say thank you for Tom, for your hard work. And also Brian Roger is here. I asked him about internet connection in our church in St. Joseph. Straight away, a couple of days later, already internet connection with his people. So because of you also, they helping us, so we did. So you watched. But now we ask you, come back. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, reflect on that. If God comes to you and asks that, what he said to Adam and Eve, what will you do? The forbidden fruit, unforgiveness, unkind, unloved, disobeyed, pride, selfish, intolerance. With these forbidden fruits, you can't be fruitful and multiplied.